Hi, my name is Scott Lawler, and this is my first podcast. And I hope I can figure out how to upload this to Blind Cool Tech. Last time I tried to upload a podcast, it didn't give me any information except to browse for the file and upload, but I never saw it on the site, so I'll try something else, I think. Anyway, my podcast for today is on a cell phone that is relatively accessible for the blind without having to use third-party bank-breaking screen reader software. And the phone that I'm talking about is called the LG ENV, as in Victor, 3. And it's a nice little phone. I'll describe what it looks like before I go into the functionalities of voice command. If you have the phone facing you with the buttons on the outside, at the top middle, you've got a little round circle with a button in the middle. That's going to be your up and down, left and right, and the OK button in a little circle. Then on either side of that circle, there are two long buttons parallel to each other. And on the top right, the first one is clear, which also acts as the command for voice command. So when you press it,
please say a command.
You can say a command, and if you don't say something, it'll say command timed out, or whatever.
Command not recognized. Please try again. Please say a command.
And if you want to cancel out of it, just hit the button below it, which is also the end call button. And on the left, the button on the top is your contacts button. So when you hit that,
in case of emergency,
it says contacts, and you can use the up and down arrow keys to go through your different contacts.
Adam, Beverly, Bonnie, Brittany, Cavallini.
And it pronounces some of them funny. Like it doesn't pronounce Papa John's correctly. It sounds really funny when it says that. But
Cindy.
So you get the idea, and then cancel out of that, just hit the hang up button. And below those two buttons, on the left is your button to send for the call, and on the right is the end call button. And I think if you hold down the end, it accesses the power button also. And below that, you've got the number pad, and the keys, they feel like it, on each row, it feels like it's just one big long key, but the 5 key has two dots, a dot on either end of the 5 key, so you can get a pretty good idea spatially of where to press on each key for its appropriate number, which is pretty cool. On the very left of the phone, you'll see an indentation about halfway down the side, and it's got three buttons. The two of them that are closest together are the volumes up and down. And then right above that is the camera button. Now if you open up the phone, the screen opens up to the left if you open it with the keypad facing you. And then on the bottom you have the QWERTY keypad, the QWERTY keyboard. And on the very right of the phone, I'll start from the very bottom. On the very bottom, you've got a speakerphone button. So if you press that, it'll say, well, it should say speakerphone turned on.
Speaker will turn off after 1 minute of inactivity.
There you go. Okay, speaker will turn off after 1 minute of inactivity. Okay, so anyway, right next to the speaker button is the clear key. Right above these two buttons is a little square that's similar to the round button configuration on the front of the phone. It's your up and down, left and right arrows, and right in the middle is a little tiny square button. That's your OK button. And above that are two more buttons, and to the left is send, and to the right is end. And above those keys, you'll notice that there are two keys that stand alone, and I'm trying to remember what they are. I think the one on the right is your contacts. I'll press it and see what happens. Oh, it doesn't say anything. Okay, so let me clear. And the one on the left, I believe, is messaging.
Messaging. New message.
Oh, yes, it says new message.
Inbox.
Inbox. Oh, that's cool. Okay, cool. So then you clear. Clear out of that. And then you've got your QWERTY keypad, your QWERTY keyboard. And on the very left, you've got four keys starting at the bottom. The first button isn't actually it's not like the Z or anything. It's a button that you press for different symbols. And I haven't figured out where all the symbols are on this phone yet. So I have to work with that. And above that is the shift key for caps. And I don't know what the other two buttons are. I'll have to find out. But this phone is pretty cool. You've got to turn on a couple of things to get this to work out of the box. You have to go into your tools menu, and under voice command, there's a prompts. It says prompts, automatic, and read aloud. So you want to make sure that those are turned on. And the people at the Verizon store were really helpful for once. The chick that I talked to at Verizon was really cool. She didn't even really know about voice commands, so I had to tell her a little bit about it. And yeah, this is the one for Verizon. They probably have it for other companies too, like AT&T, but I don't know for sure. So now that I've described to you what the phone looks like, I will go through some of its functions. One of the ways that I found out a lot about this phone, first of all, me and Lisa Gordon had been in touch a little bit back and forth, so she gave me some tips on using the phone. So, Lisa, if you're hearing this podcast, thanks for the help in the beginning with the phone. That's pretty cool. One of the ways that I found out how to play around with different things on this phone is just to hit the menu button. So I'm going to do that. I'll hit the menu key when the phone's open, because when it's open, it seems to have more options available, and I'm not sure why that is. Probably because of the keyboard and other things. So I'll hit the menu button, and it didn't talk. Well, probably because the home screen is on. So hit clear just to be sure. Hit clear twice, then hit the menu key again.
Media center.
And I'm not going to repeat all this stuff because you'll be able to hear voiceover. Okay.
Messaging. VZ Navigator. Contacts. My ringtones.
Now this is not accessible. If you go into My Ringtones, you can hit the up and down arrow once you get in here, but it won't read. So to back out one menu at a time, you hit clear again.
My Ringtones.
Okay.
Settings and Tools.
Now Settings and Tools is pretty cool, so I go in here.
Settings and Tools. My Verizon. Tools.
Tools.
Routines menu. Tools.
I'll go back up to Tools.
Tools. Voice commands.
First thing is voice commands. So you can go in here and it'll tell you what the different commands are.
Please say a command.
Now it says say a command, but you can up and down arrow through here.
Send message to name or number. Go to menu. Check item.
Let's go back to go to menu.
Go to menu. Go to. Please choose. Alarm clock. Alert sounds. All calls. Answer options. Auto retry. Back.
Oops, hang on. Okay, so I had to answer that phone call. That was a friend of mine. So let me figure out where I was. I was going to go through more of the features on the phone. So let me go back to the menus where I was here. Hang on.
Media Center.
We're going to go to Tools.
Recent call. Email.
Well, recent calls is pretty important, too. I think, does that read? Let me look.
Recent calls. Contacts. Recent calls. Recent calls. Missed. Received. Recent calls. Received. Recent calls.
Oh, wait. Does that read? Let me see if that reads. Oh, no, that doesn't read either.
Recent calls. Missed.
Yeah, there are things in here that don't read, so...
Recent calls.
Be aware of that as you go through the phone.
Email. Settings and tools.
Okay, there I was in settings and tools.
And
I was
tools.
In... Voice command, okay.
Send message to name or number. Go to menu.
Oh, so I was in go to.
Go to. Please choose. Alarm clock. Alert sounds. All calls. Answer options. Auto retry. Backlight. Banner. Bluetooth menu.
Now you want to turn Bluetooth off, because that'll take
set
a lot of
my shortcuts.
That'll take a lot of battery. Whoa.
Media center. Nope. Recent email. Settings and tools.
Well, I'll just go
settings
through
here. Settings and tools.
Well, you get
Verizon.
Well, you get the idea of how this works, pretty much. You can just go up and down the menus and explore things.
Setup wizard. Phone info. Memory. USB mode. Call settings. Phone settings.
Okay, here we go. Phone settings.
Phone settings. Airplane mode. Non-select. System select. Security. Current country. Location. Language. Voice commands. Voice commands. Confirm choices. Sensitivity. Adapt voice. Prompts. Prompts. Mode. Audio playback. Timeout.
Now that doesn't read, so I'm not going to mess with that.
Prompts. Mode.
But there's mode, there's audio playback.
Audio playback.
Which that doesn't read either. I'm not going to change anything in there either, obviously.
Audio playback. Prompts.
So, let me show you how to do some things on this phone.
Voice commands. Phone settings. Settings and tools.
Okay, let me back out of all that. I'm going to send a text message to someone, and I'll show you how that works. It's pretty cool. Here we go. We're going to hit the voice command key, which is, and I do that with the phone closed, because I don't think the clear key when the phone's open will activate voice commands. So you should do that when it's closed.
Please say a command.
Send text message to Brittany.
Send message to mobile.
Yes. Okay, when it says message to Brittany Mobile, you're in the screen where you edit the message, so you just type it in.
H-E-L-L-O.
And the period is right next to the clear key.
Dot.
You remember where the clear key is on the bottom. So then I'm done with that, so then I hit the little button in the middle. So it says message sent, so we'll wait and see if she gets that. There are some pretty some other pretty cool things about this. If you get a voice, if you get a text message and you missed it, I'll show you how you can go in and review the text messages that you've gotten and how you can reply to them and stuff like that. And I'll also show you how to add a number to the phone book, which is pretty cool. Now, I probably should have set this up with her before, because she may not be available to send me a message back. So let me do this, actually. Let me send a message to someone else.
Please say a command.
Send text message to Princess.
Message to Princess Mobile.
Okay, that's Cindy, my wife, so that's her nickname. So I'm going to send her a message. Say, can you
C-A-N space 1-O-U S-E-N-D space M-R.
Oh, see, I made a mistake. So to backspace over a character, you hit the clear key once per character and it'll beep. Okay, clear key to do that.
M-E-S-S-A-H.
I'm still not very good, very fast
W
on this thing.
E space. Sending message.
Now I know she'll respond because she's got
message
her
sent.
She's got her phone with her. But this is pretty cool because you can add a number to your contacts. And I'll do that in a minute. I just want to get this message demonstrate how it reads the messages and all that, and I'll show you how to reply to them and stuff like that. This phone cost $189 from Verizon with a $50 mail-in rebate. And that's not bad for all the stuff it can do. The thing I have not figured out yet is how to turn on caller ID.
From Princess Anne sending you a message. October 8th, 7:29 p.m.
Okay, now, I had the phone open, which is why it gives you all that information. If the phone were closed and you got a text message, it wouldn't give you that information. So to reply to this message, all you do is hit the OK button, hit it once, and then hit it twice. And the way you can tell that you're replying is, when you start typing, you'll hear the characters. So I'm going to type... Okay, just type cool and then enter.
Sending message. A message sent.
Now, suppose that I heard the message come in, but I wasn't right by the phone and I didn't hear exactly what it said. Here's how you review the messages that you have in your inbox. So you hit the OK button.
Media Center.
It says Media Center. Go up once to messaging.
Messaging.
Hit the OK again. Hit the down arrow to inbox, hit OK twice, and then to read the messages, you hit the space bar.
I am sending you a message.
So that's the one message. I've got other messages in here.
Probably wait till 515 just to make sure.
Okay, so the way you can tell that you're at the end of the line is it beeps like a high beep. So... if you're on a message and you want to reply to that message, I'm going to reply to this one that she said, I sent a message.
I am sending you a message.
You hit the OK button.
Reply. Text message.
It says text message. That's the first option. There are some other options like picture message, and I don't think they read. So you want text message. That's the default. So you hit OK again. And then you can type some more. So,
a message sent.
That's how you can send and review messages that you have. So now we're going to do something else. I want to add a number to my contacts. So we're going to do that now. We're going to hit the contact key here. Text messaging key. No, I'm sorry, clear for voice command.
Please say a command.
Create new contact. Now it says new contact, so the first field that you're in by default is the name. So I'm going to type in tell me. Okay, now if I hit the down arrow once, it doesn't talk, but I know by experience, or Cindy helped me read this anyway. It says mobile, and that's the first number. So we're going to type in the mobile number for tell me, which is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8,
8, 0.
Whoops.
E-L-5-L.
Then when you're done with that, you hit OK.
Contact saved.
It says contact saved. That's pretty cool. So then we're going to verify that that contact is actually in the list. We're going to hit the context key, which you remember is the top right on the phone when it's closed, outside of the little arrow keys. And you can hit a letter on the number on the thing if you want to get to. So say you want to get something that begins with T. So you hit 8.
Tell me.
There we go. It says tell me. Now I'm going to call tell me. I'm going to hit the send button here. Call them. And I'll open up the phone so you can hear the speaker phone. Horoscopes.
All right, horoscopes. When you're done there, say main menu. Horoscopes. Please speak your sign.
Libra.
Here a list of the astrological signs. Say, tell me my choices.
Libra.
Hello, Libra. You stop this reading. Just say, stop. In 8 out of 10 day, love consumes all of your energy. Nothing else comes into focus. So, stick with love. Your compatible sign for today is Virgo. Please speak your sign. To hear a list of the astrological signs, tell me my choices.
Okay. So we're going to end that. So see, that's pretty cool. You can add numbers to the phone. You can text. You can review text messages that have come in. What else would people want to do on this phone? The speakerphone, it's okay. I just didn't have the volume up very high, I don't think. So that's why it didn't come through clear. I'll have to check on the playback. But this is a really nice phone. I like it. The QWERTY keyboard, the keys are well spaced apart, so you can actually type on the keypad pretty easily. And I just think it's a good all-around phone. If you need a phone that just does texting and you can dial out your contacts and add numbers to it and stuff like that, it's a good phone to get. I would recommend it if that's really all. If you need a phone that does like the internet, you know, that you need a data plan on, there are some other options out there that you could use mobile speak or talks on. But for like people like me who just want texting and your basic phone functionality, this is a great phone. And if anybody has any questions about it, you can write me at sklawlor, it's LAWLOR, at mac.com. Just don't send me any junk mail because it'll be promptly deleted without review. Thanks for listening, and I hope you guys thought that the podcast was okay.